Good morning, everyone. Today, I'd like to talk about New Year's resolutions and how most people mess these up because they pick the wrong thing to target with the resolution, and they also pick the wrong measurement to track progress. So let's see, why do people make the New Year's resolutions? Well, presumably they want to change something about themselves for the better. Why do they want to do these improvements? Well, presumably, most people do them because they're unhappy with who they are. They are not happy or they're miserable with something about themselves. New Year's resolutions have to do with oneself, with changing oneself for the better. So where's the problem with this? It's people don't stick to them, right? That's a big problem, but that's just a symptom. The problem, the root cause, is that people focus on external motivation instead of internal motivation. Let me explain what I mean by that. External motivation is where you are focused on the goal. It's like a project. It's the output that matters. A project is a very good way of thinking about external motivation, actually. If you make any kind of project, it has to have a win condition. It has to have an end state. It has to have a goal that it needs to achieve. And once it does that, the project is complete, right? But there are areas of your life into which you can't create a project because they're not trackable as a project. And coincidentally, those areas have to do with improving oneself. This is a very, very common misconception. We're used to working in project mode, goal-oriented, with clear win conditions and lose conditions and deadlines and constraints when it comes to affecting the world around us. For the most part, this is how we work. It's project-based. This is how jobs work. This is pretty much how we're conditioned to work during our school years, because we have a school project and we have this term paper and we have these goals that we need to hit, right? Nobody cares about the other way of working, which is, incidentally, precisely the most useful way when it comes to self-improvement. Let's call it input-focused. This is the most important distinction. It's output versus input. It's what results from your actions versus what your actions are. Project-based is focused on what is the end result of my actions. And input-based is what am I doing right now? And what will I continue to do? That is the goal in and of itself. The input becomes the goal, not the output. Let me give you some examples. So why is this way of input-focused work better than the output-focused version for personal development? Well, think about two people. One that sets a goal to lose X amount of body fat. They set a goal. They do whatever is required, because when your output is the goal, the input needs to be whatever it needs to be in order to reach that goal, right? So the output is set. The input is variable. Whereas the opposite way of working, another person says, I'm going to become healthier. And one way of becoming healthier is to become thinner, more fit, more lean, maybe more toned. I know how better looks like, but I'm not going to set a goal for myself. Like, I know that if I have a lower body fat percentage, up to a point, that's an improvement. I know that if I can run faster or for longer without getting tired or gassed, that's better. I know that if I can lift more weight, that's better. I know that if I'm more flexible, that's better. But I'm not going to set any specific targets for myself of how much weight I'm going to lift or how many kilos or pounds of fat I'm going to lose or how fast I'm going to run. Instead, I'm just going to set goals for my inputs. I'm going to go to the gym and do a routine. I'm going to do that for X amount of time with X amount of intensity and focus with Y frequency, right? Going forward. Those are my goals. They're input-based. And then, of course, the output becomes flexible. Since I don't care about the output, I just care about the input, I don't need to define it. I just need to become better. How much better? That's actually irrelevant. Do I care? How much better do I actually become? No, because all I need to know is that I'm getting better. So if that's happening over time, inevitably, I will become better and better and better, right? If you look at the two people, the one who finishes a quote-unquote project, statistically speaking, looking at studies and what happens to people who do project-based weight loss training regimens, or once the project's over, they either stop progressing or most likely they regress because they lose the essential part of self-development, which is consistency over time. Self-development is not a project you can finish. It never gets finished. It never ends. So the way to do resolutions and the way to do self-improvement is focus on the inputs. Each time you go, and this is the key takeaway here, is just think about it in this frame and it'll make the most sense to you, I think. The person who has a self-improvement project with a goal, the win condition is hitting the goal, is reaching the desired output. It doesn't matter what inputs they put in, as long as they don't hit the output goal, it's a loss. Okay? A project is defined by hitting or missing the goal, and the goal is the end state. Whereas the other person, the person who's focusing on the inputs as the goals, I'm going to put in this much time, work, and effort, and focus for them. Each time they add another input, that's a win. Because how else are we going to define winning? We need to define winning somehow, and we have no end state and no end goal. So the only way to define win or loss is, do we put the work in? Do we add the input this time, right now, today? Did we add the input? Are we adding the input right now, or are we not? And if I say, you know, over the course of, I don't know, 60 days, 2 months, right? The person who has the end state goal, they might have gone to the gym for, you know, I don't know how many days, and maybe not hit their precise goal. Maybe they lost weight, but they haven't lost enough weight. Then they failed. Right? It doesn't matter that they improved. They didn't improve as much as the goal was to improve. And then you might say, well, they need to set a lower goal. Well, yeah, but how low can you go? Then it just becomes a race to the bottom. And then the goals become utterly minuscule and uninspiring. Like, I'm going to go to the gym because I've set a goal for myself to lose 500 grams of fat over the 3 months. Like, what the heck? No. And then it becomes a game of chance. Did I set the right goal or not? Am I going to hit the goal or not? Maybe I'm going to burn out trying. Maybe I'm going to get discouraged. Maybe I'm going to get unmotivated because the goal is too small. Maybe I'm going to get discouraged because the goal is too high. Oh my God. All these variables Whereas with the other person, all they need to do is, hey, today I need to go to the gym. Okay, did I go to the gym? Yeah. That's a win. I won. And guess what? Today I won, and tomorrow when I go for a run, I get to win again. And the win is that I went to the gym and then I put in the work and that I went for the run. The goal, the win is not how fast am I running now compared to before I went for a run this morning. That's just irrelevant. If you think about it, it's just nonsense. It doesn't make any sense to qualify progress like that. How healthy is healthiest? What is perfect health? What is perfect running form? There's no such thing. These are just concepts, theoretical concepts. There's no such thing in practice. So there is no end state. And that's good, because then all you're left with is to focus on the inputs. It's easy when you look at it like that, right? Every day you put in an input, that's a win. And then, guess what? You're going to be able to define yourself as a winner in your own, and rightly so, in your own mind, in your own psyche. We're getting into psychology here. You're going to start seeing yourself as a winner just because you're winning so goddamn much every day, right? You just string these wins along. And by the way, warning, do not set a goal for yourself that says, I'm going to go to the gym every day or every 3 days or every... No, I might have hinted towards that. If I did, I just realized right now it's wrong. To clarify, I set myself a goal that says, go to the gym, train, run, put in the effort. Why? Because if I say go to the gym every day, let's say, or run every day, the one day that I miss doing that, that nullifies my whole goal. Because, hey, I might have went running for 29 days out of 30, but if the 30th I haven't went for a run, oh my God, I'm a loser now, because I'm no longer the guy who goes for a run every day. Or if I miss a session of going to the gym 3 times a week, all of a sudden I'm not the winner who goes 3 times a week to the gym anymore. Oh my God. It's not the end of the world. You've just missed the opportunity to win. You haven't lost. If you miss an input, this is an important frame here. If you miss an input, you should frame it as, hey, I could have won today and I chose not to. Or I didn't have the resources to. Okay, that doesn't mean I lost. I just haven't won today. Could have won, maybe, but I haven't. Whereas with the other frame is, oh my God, I lost today. I failed. What did you fail? Well, I didn't go to the gym. I didn't win. Not winning is not a failure. Okay? It's just not winning. And there was something else that I wanted to add, but it slipped my mind. The perils of working without a net and recording without a script. But it'll come to me, I'm sure.
Editing over here. So it just came to me. And the idea I was thinking about and then forgot is that focusing on inputs versus outputs from a philosophical and even spiritual standpoint, because Buddhism is very big on this idea, it's much better to focus on the inputs, because guess what? The inputs are the only thing you can control. The output is never entirely in our control. This is very important to realize. Focusing on outputs and tying your state of well-being to a future outcome or output is a recipe for disaster. It's the path to misery and to a very unhappy life. Focusing on things you can't control actually drains your focus from the things you can control. And focus is the most important resource we have. It's time and focus together. And guess what? You cannot control the outcomes, but you can control the inputs. You cannot control whether you gain a certain amount of muscle, or you look a certain way, or you lose a certain percentage of body fat, to continue the fitness example. Because there's all sorts of factors in that. It's not just you do. It's not just what you do. It's genetics. It's your life at that point, how busy you are, how stressed you are, how well you're eating, your circumstances. What if you get sick? What if you get injured? What if you lose your job? What if? There's 1,000 variables, and your inputs are just one of them. There are no certain outcomes. And hanging your happiness on certain outcomes is a very bad idea. I hope you can see that now. Whereas if I focus on my inputs and what I can control instead of the outcomes I cannot control, well, that is the path to enlightenment. But just to recap, if you want to improve yourself, you should focus on the inputs, not the outputs. You should focus on the work you put in. Each time you put in some work, count that as a win. Each time you fail to put in some work, count that as a lack of winning, as a missed opportunity to win. Do not count it as a loss. This way, you will become a winner in your own eyes. And guess what? Winners keep winning. It's the Matthew principle. The one who wins tends to win more, because guess what? Your brain likes winning. And there's going to be all sorts of neurotransmitters and serotonin and dopamine kicking in. I'm not going to get into all that, since you keep winning so much. And you might say, well, this is just a way to frame it. This doesn't make me a winner because I think I'm winning. You know, are you asking me to delude myself? Well, I got news for you. Internally speaking, the only reality is the one we create for ourselves. Yeah? The external reality is, of course, objective. And there's only one of that. But our subjective inner world, that is completely about us, our decisions. And if you choose to frame yourself as a winner, guess what? You become one. Winning is not about external achievements. Winning is about internal inputs and choosing the right frame internally. Now, this doesn't mean you can define something as winning and just be a winner. I define winning as, eating hamburgers and getting morbidly obese. Oh, because that contradicts external reality. But there's nothing, but absolutely nothing in this frame of counting wins as positive inputs of time and effort towards a positive goal. There's nothing in external reality that contradicts that. Absolutely nothing. So, let me get this straight. So, you're saying if I could just reframe my internal view so that I can see myself as a winner? Uh-huh, okay, go on. And furthermore, this wouldn't contradict external reality, because I'm actually improving myself. Each time I count a win is something as an input that I put towards improving myself. Okay, go on, yes. So why wouldn't I do it then? If you can reframe your inner point of view so that you just focus on your inputs, and this in turn makes you perceive yourself as a winner internally, and it helps you improve inevitably, incrementally over time, externally. This is
the recipe for success, my friends. This is how you do it. You're welcome. And if you have any questions, drop a comment.